New Yorkers can now deposit their tax refund check directly into a college savings account under legislation that was recently signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The refunds can go into a 529. Those are accounts which can grow over time and are not taxable as long as the proceeds are used for college expenses. For more on 529s and saving for college, we spoke with Jerry Englert, the director of M&T Bank's College Financial Literacy Initiative.
A 529 account is an account designed to help families save for college expenses at accredited college. Basically, what it does is you're allowed to put money in after tax, and it grows, and that growth is not taxed as long as that money is used for bona fide college expenses at an accredited college. So it's very advantageous for someone who has the capacity to save money this way. I mean, the 529 is not for everyone, but it is a good instrument for folks that are planning to save money to send their children to higher education possibilities.
What is the interest rate? What is the average growth on these funds?
Well, there's variance with that. I mean, within 529s, there's all different ways with which you can invest. And you can sometimes, this is a good opportunity to connect with your financial advisor or consultant. And it will depend on, you know, your risk tolerance and other things of that nature. But there's differentiated possibilities within each state's 529. You can invest it in different ways. And if you're more conservative, you might lean one way. If you're a little much more prone to potential risk and reward, you may invest a different way. So there's no one rate of return because there's different opportunities within a 529 plan.
Governor Cuomo recently signed a law allowing New Yorkers to use their state tax refund to be directly deposited into one of these 529s. How would a New Yorker go about doing that?
Well, this is to kind of step back a moment to kind of comment about the legislation. This is important because what we're up against here is a significant student loan debt issue. I mean, right now we have $1.3 trillion of debt in student loans. And as a response, there's hopefully a number of ways to kind of combat this. This is one of them. And so if someone wanted to do that, it's just simply to, when you're sitting and filing your taxes, and if you realize you do have a tax return, that is New York State, you have the ability to position it directly into a 529. Now, before that, you might have to establish the account, and the establishment of the account also requires a commitment throughout the year. You have to position at least $25 per month into the account. So traditionally, this is done with a checking account sometimes, where you're able to automatically withdraw that money and position it within the account.
How many parents are saving for their kids' college right now? We've heard a lot about people not saving for their own retirement. What about for their children's higher education?
Yeah, so there's a lot of varying data on that. Some of the best data is conducted by Sallie Mae, who positions a survey. And it's been about 50 to 51%. There was a bit of a spike recently to 57%. So 57% of parents are saving, but they're not saving for the full amount of college. They're saving only proportionate amounts, which is creating a circumstance where people then are required, then if they want to move forward with college, they have to borrow money.
Can these savings plans get in the way of financial aid? Can they hurt your income limit needed for financial aid?
Certainly. Part of the formula, so there's two formulas in determining what we call need-based aid. Need-based aid is derived through income, the income that parents make, and some other factors along with assets. And of course, a 529 is considered a parental asset. So at most, it will be assessed at a 5.64% in the assessment of determining what we call an expected family contribution. And that expected family contribution metric is what will determine if you receive need-based aid or not. So it does factor. We're a bit punitive that way in that we don't, when people do save for college, it does potentially hurt their need-based aid eligibility.
Jerry Englert is the director of M&T Bank's College Financial Literacy Initiative.